Sometimes don't you just need a quick moment of inspiration? Or maybe you just need a moment of caffeinated contemplation to reflect on life? That's the idea behind my weekly Coffee with Nicoa espresso shots. I'll be sharing short jolts of inspiration in each clip in addition to my longer Coffee with Nicoa interview episodes. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you. Hey everybody, it's Nicoa. Your espresso shot this week. I really want you to get your journal out. I want you to write about this. This week, I want you to think about how you expect to experience your world. What are your expectations? Now, we've talked a lot in the past about anticipation in order to attract your deepest heart's desires. I want to talk about expectation. So you might anticipate something happening, but when you expect something happening, it's more powerful. It's more of like a command to the universe that this is what I expect. But I challenge you to observe yourself first and really observe your thoughts, because you may want something and dream about something and wish for something, but you have low expectations. And you think, yes, this is what I want, but I expect that'll be hard to get, or I expect that that'll be, take a long time, right? So there's power in this expectation process, however. And so the more you observe it, the more you really reflect upon it, the more you can fine tune it in order to attract what you really want. So, you know, I'm a big follower of Abraham Hicks, and she was talking about expectation recently. And she was like, expectation is the juncture between where you are and where you want to be, right? So where I am, everything I'm observing, everything I'm vibrating at now is what I've attracted from my past. So this is where I am. And then where do I want to be? So I might have set goals. I might have dreams. And that's really the difference between here and there, is that juncture, the expectation. What's here? What do I want? And where do I want to be? It's kind of this, my habit of thought is where I am now, is how she puts it. It's this set point. It's where do I begin from? And you have what another coach friend of mine says, is that you have choice points along the way. And depending on which choice point you make based on a certain vibration, that'll determine how easy it is for you to get where you're trying to get. So if you're making a choice point based on flow and ease and positivity and optimism and expectation that your outcomes will be what you wish for, then that choice point is more likely to keep you in the straightest line possible between here and there. If your choice point or your decision making is based on fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and yes, buts, I want that, but it'll take too long, or it'll be hard, or I expect to suffer, right? I expect that will be difficult. Then you are kind of going more of a zigzag towards your ultimate outcome. So everything is somewhat fated. Everything is somewhat destined, but how you get there will depend on your vibration and depend on your expectations. So the word expectation implies more of what you do want, but it is a more positive one than a fear-based one. So it's okay to expect. The challenge is, are you expecting positively or are you expecting negatively? So I use the word expectation in my own intentional life by design. And I think about, what is it that I want to experience? If I bring it down from the giant funnel of all of my dreams and all of the future that I visualize, and I bring it down kind of into the day, like today. So give you an example. If I am about, so for example, right now, and by the time you hear this, it will have already taken place. But right now I am going to move my mother here to Wilmington from her home in the mountains. So I have about a 5-day window where I'll be up in her property, helping her pack, getting her ready. And I mean, that's a big emotional experience, right? Well, there's one of the expectations, right? I'm already projecting a judgment about the experience. And that's not a bad thing. I'm just noticing that I'm making it already have an energetic vibration, right? So what I can expect in, and I can intend, is I'm going to be mindful. I expect it to go with ease. I expect it to be flow. And if for some reason something were to pop up, stress reaction, overwhelmed by my mother, resistance in any way, shape, or form, then I can still sit in an expectation that I can handle that, right? So I'm having a conversation with myself constantly about my expectations. So, because what I know is that whatever I expect, I will get. Whatever I expect, I will get. So although I expect it to go easily, I do have an assumption that it might not. So my expectation is that even if I hit a road bump, I can handle it with ease. I expect myself to be calm, cool, and collected. Now notice, so you may have a habit, and this is the power here. This is, if once you're aware of it, if it is your habit, then you can change it. You have the power to change a habit. You have a power to change a judgment. You have a power to change what you expect. So step back, look at your future, even if it's in the next hour of your day, and notice, what am I expecting? What am I expecting in this meeting? What am I expecting when the kids come home for the summer? What am I expecting when my mother actually does have to live with us for about 3 weeks before she moves into her independent living? And how can I get out ahead of that and expect it to go well? What would I have to let go of? And what would the new thoughts have to be? It's a practice, my friends. It's a journey. And someone asked me the other day, they said, you know, aren't you a little worried? Aren't you expecting this to be overwhelming for you? Aren't you expecting it to be stressful to have your mom there? And I said, you know what? I'm not expecting that. I'm actually expecting it to be quite delightful. And although it's going to be some heavy lifting, I expect it to be beautiful. And as I think it's Ram Dass's quote said, something about, I'm going to get it wrong, something about, you know, it's not a burden. It's just part of the dance. And I reminded my brother that the other day. I said, you know, don't worry about me. I'm going to take care of me, and I'm going to choose to perceive and expect these next years with my mother and her being here with me to just be part of the dance, not a burden, but part of the dance of life and part of the privilege of being in a family. What are your expectations this week? Promise me you'll go journal about it. Even if you just ponder and sit still and observe your own thoughts about your future. Life by design. I love mine. You can love yours too. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you.